Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir in the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Ches about the din of Marid B'Malchus B'Siyata D'Shmaya. In the two previous shiurim, we saw a slew of questions on the Rambam, and now our tafkid is to find a mahalach to answer all of the questions and to see the light of the Rambam B'Siyata D'Shmaya, based on the Sefer Be'er Miriam of Agon Agadim of Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. This is on page Kuf Chav Zayin of the Sefer. So he says as follows, that the Rambam in the Sefer on Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs Esei Kuf Ayin Gimel writes about the Chiyuv Misa of Morid B'Malchus, V'chol Morid B'Malchus Yedamo Mutter L'Melech Shehukam Al Pi HaTorah, that anybody who's Morid B'Malchus, his blood is going to be permitted for a king who is established based on the Torah. Ad kan divrei HaRambam. So we see from this that there's a din of huter damo, that the blood of the Morid B'Malchus is permitted. Where does this come from? So it's rooted possibly in the Ramban Perusha al Torah that we mentioned in the previous shir, that the Chiyuv Misa of the Morid is from the Pasuk of Kol Chayram Asher Yachram in Adam Lo Yivta Lo Mos Yumas, that any Chayram of a person is not to be redeemed and he shall surely die. That, as the Chasam Sofer explained, that the Jewish people were Machrim the Morid B'Malchus. It's like any other Chayram, it's not allowed to be redeemed, he's excommunicated, he's out, and therefore he must be killed. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that Morid B'Malchus is Chayv Misa, like the Jewish people said about themselves to Yehoshua, Kol Ish Asher Yamre Es Picha, anybody who doesn't listen to you is going to be executed. The Maritz Chayis in the Torah's Nevi'im is Tamea. How is there going to be a Chiyuv Misa when the Jewish people said this about themselves? They said, anybody who doesn't listen to you is going to be, anybody who contravenes your words is going to be Chayav Misa. How does that make him Chayav Misa, frek the Maritz Chiyas? So, the Divrei Ramban, that's the koach of the Jewish people. They can make a Chayrem on a person. Kol Chayrem Sheyachrem in Adam is not allowed to be redeemed Mos Yumas. That's the koach of the Torah gave to Klal Yisrael to make a chayram on the person. Vehein hein divrei Rambam. And that's what the Rambam is saying. When the Rambam says that kol amorid b'malchus yadamu mutter l'melech shehukam al pi Torah. And that's what the Jewish people said. Kol ish asher yamre es picha. And it would appear that al yidei chayram of Yisrael, it's not shayich to be mechil a din chiyuv misa, because a chiyuv is only what the Torah was mechayiv. And therefore the Rambam writes, the din of huter damo, which is a din miyuchad, like the Brisker Rav writes in the first parak of Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh, halacha yud gimel, l'inyan roidev v'hoireg b'shogeg, sheyotza michutz l'ir miklato, that it's a din miyuchad, a roidev has a din, and somebody who's harig b'shege, who left the year miklat, they have a din of ein lo damim. So there is no chiyuv misa for killing such people, ayin sham ba'arichus. However, huter damo, the blood is mutter. What does this mean, that the blood is mutter? So it's not that the person has a chiyuv misa, but huter dama. Now huter dama is not a heter harika, like the Brisker Rav writes. For example, if you have a rodev, v'yachalat silo be'echad me'evarev, aser lahargo. you're not allowed to kill a rodef if you can be matzil be'echad me'evrov, if you can shoot him in the leg and stop him from doing what he wants to do. Nevertheless, das haram, so therefore it's not a heter hariga, this hutter dama, that the blood is permitted. Nevertheless, das harambam is that there's no chi of misa if one does kill a rodef that yashav alatzil be'echad me'evrov. Why is there no chi of misa? Because nevertheless, he's included in the din rodef, ain lo damim, and therefore there's no chi of misa, even though it's vadei aser lahargo. And you, where, how do you get a chi of misa? You need a chi of misa ide Sanhedrin. So even though you can't have a chi of misa if somebody's not mechuyev, and if somebody isn't mechuyev, there's a chi of misa for killing him. But if hutter damo from the pasuk of kol cheirem, then now you could be mechayev him misa al yidei Sanhedrin from the pasuk of kol asher yamre espicha. And on this din, to create a chi of misa al misha hutter damo, there Tosfos says that you need, as we mentioned in the previous shir, you need to judge him with the beis din. And for this reason, we see in Tosfos and Megillah and in Sanhedrin that normally you need Halanas Din to do the judgment the next day, B'dinei Nefashos, but you don't need that B'marid B'malchus. Mashenki and the Din of Maschil and Menakotan, there you do require that you start from the Kotan like you have, because it is a Dinei Nefashos, just not, you don't require Halanas Din. So what's the pshat? Pshat is, based on what we said, that the din halana was said about a gavra shiyesh lo damim, that his blood is significant. And through the psak din, there's going to be a chalos gavra ktila to pater his hariga. There's going to be a chalos, it's going to change his halachic status. Now he's going to be a dead man, and one is pater for killing him. So there you need a halonas din for this psak din that is going to make him into a gavrik til, into a dead, halachically a dead man. Uvemorid b'malchus, that anyway ain lo damim. And through this, he's like a gavrik tila, like the Briskarov said. And therefore there's no chi of misal harigazo. So the psak din doesn't require halona. Masha enkein, legabe the din of maschilin menatzad, that's not mitzad the chalos, that's cholai de psak din. Because the maschilin aren't poel yet the psak din. And what it really is about is that the dinei nefashos is chamor, and the smaller person isn't going to want to contradict the bigger person. And then and what's going to come out is that they're going to end up killing him. Like we see in Tosis, Daf Lamed Vav, Dinei Maschil, Dinei Nefashos. And in that we say sof harigas moreid is still dinei nefashos, and therefore maschilin bo menatzad. So mitzad dinei nefashos is dinei nefashos. So maschilin menatzad, you start with the cotton. But to give him a psak din of gavrik tila, which is why you, is why you require halanas din, because the din of halanas din is a gavra shiyesh lo damim, and you need the psak din is going to make into a gavra she'en lo damim. Because halanas din is to create the psak din. But here this guy already has a din of ein lo damim. So you don't need halanas. You don't need halanas ha'din. Halanas ha'din is required when you're going to turn him into a gavra ketila, so you have to sleep on it. But here, he's already a gavra ketila. Whereas the din of maschilin menakotin, that isn't because he's a gavra ketila. There's no psak din yet. So why maschilin menakotin? Because it's dinei nefashos, which is very chomer, and you want to make it the best possible judgment. You don't want to. You want to give everybody free speech, even the ketanim. So memela, since it's still dinei nefashos, that you would have to have for a marid b'malchus. But when it comes to giving him ein lo damim, that he already has, so you don't need halanas din. Because when it comes to halanas din, there the you need halanas din in order to give him a din of gavra ketila, but a marid b'malchus already has a din of gavra ketila. this we can understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamed Vav, that it says Dinei Nefashis Maschilin Min Atzad. First we bring a pasuk Losan El Rav, and the Gemara Darshan's Losan El Rav. In other words, don't answer the Gadol Hadayanim, because if the Gadol Shebayanim starts, then the other people are going to be afraid to argue with him. So that's one source, the Maschilim and Akadon Shebayanim. And then Rabbi Yechanan brings another source, Vayomer David Lanashim about Naval, who was a married B'malchus, Chigurish Escharbo. In other words, say your das about whether we should kill Naval Atzmari B'malchus, V'yachurish Escharbo. They said that he's Chayiv Misa, that you have to kill him, and then Dreachur David Escharbo, and then David said, I have to kill him. So you see that David came last. So why do you need a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah if you have Losana Al-Riv, which is a pasuk from Divrei Torah? So it must be that Rabbi Yechon is giving a svara for the Yisr, that the din of Maschilin Menatzad is not talui ba'ashvuye gavra shalem legavra ktila. It's not talui in making a person who's shalem into a completely healthy and light living man into a dead man. But rather, as long as it's dinei nefashos, even if belav hachi, he is a gavrik tila, this din also applies. So here we're talking about a gavrik tila. Nabu is murdered b'malchus, but we still needed the bezdin to paskin. David's bezdin was still paskining, but he was already a gavrik tila before. And still you see, despite the fact that he was a gavrik tila, you still see that there was a din of losan al-riv, that you start with the Kadon Shebadayanim, you start with the other Dayanim, then you got the David, who is the biggest. So you see that it applies even to a gavrik tila. It's not only to make it, create a gavrik tila, it applies to somebody who's already gavrik tila. And the nafkamina is if they're judging a treifa, who anyway is a gavrik tila. So there's a din of maschilin menatzad. Beis Din sees that a treifa harages hanefesh, the treifa's nerag, but there's a din of maschilin menatzad, even though they're not making him into a, even though they're not making him into a gavrik tila, because he already is, because he's a treifa, but nevertheless there's a din of maschilin menatzad, because as long as it's dinei nefashos, there's a din of maschilin and atzad from a katan. So akopanim, that's the difference. But that's the din of morid b'malchus. That hutter damo, and he's a gavrik tila. And to give him this chiyuv misa. For that, Tosfos says, you need a beis din. Even though he's already a gavrik tila, but to give him the actual chiyuv misa, you need the formal psak of the beis din. So now we can say that since the yisod ha-chiyuv is tali b'mashahutur dama, from the pasuk of Kol Chayrem, so we can no longer ask why, as we ask in the first shir. How can you say he's only Chayiv Misa the Melech? Only the Melech can carry it out, or the Melech Shliach can carry out the Chayiv Misa, and nobody else? We asked, the pasuk says Yumas, that he's killed Stama. So the answer is, right, it says there that he's not allowed to be redeemed. and he's Mos Yumas. So why is it only the Melech doing it? The Pasuk is saying Stama. So the answer is that the Pasuk isn't talking about the Chiyuv. All the Pasuk is saying is that the person has a status now of Ein Lo Damim. And that's the Yesod of Mos Yumas that it says in the Pasuk. And the Chiyuv itself is only on the king. Because if the Beis Din paskins that he's a Din Morid B'Malchus, the Din Melech is to kill all those who are Morid. But it has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Mos Yumas. So it emerges then that the Hutter Damo comes from the Pasuk of Mos Yumas. And the Din Melech doesn't come from there. So who is allowed to kill him? After this person's a Gavra Ketila, because as we said, just because a Gavra Ketila, just because it's Hutter Damo, doesn't mean that you're allowed to kill him. Like we saw before in the Rambam, Ein Chayav and Alav Misa, but you're still not allowed to kill him. If, for example, Yochel Atzila Bechad Me'evarav, so Ein Lo Damim, but one's still not allowed to kill him. So this person also, Ein Lo Damim, the Samarit B'Malchus, but only the king is allowed to kill him. If somebody else kills him, he's Pater, like we saw from the Briska Rav, that if Yochel Atzila Be'echad Me'evarav, Pater, because Ein Lo Damim. So who's actually allowed to kill him? The king. But if anybody else does, the person's Pater, because the Pasuk says Mos Yumas, he's a Gavra Ketila. And now we understand the Gemara in Shabbos that David didn't sin, even though Uriah wasn't judged by the Sanhedrin. Because sof, Hutter Damo, Vahargo ain't a Rotzech. So therefore, David didn't Chas Shalom have a din of being a Rotzech, because Hutter Damo. So you're right, he should have been done him in the Sanhedrin. But even though he didn't, he still doesn't have a din of a rotzeach, because Hutter Damo, because he had a din of Marid B'Malchus. And it could even be more so, that since Lagavi, the king himself, Hutter Damo, Altamore, maybe there's no issur at all. Now, to be a kind of chiyuv misa of the moreid, then you need to judge him in the Sanhedrin, like you see in Shabbos Nun Vav. But there's no ritzicha at all. And maybe there's no isser at all. So if it would have been another person, so he would have been doing an isser, but he wouldn't have been a rotzeach. But it could be that when it comes to David, so you're right, he wasn't a mekayim the proper chi of misa of the moreh, that should have been done with the Sanhedrin, but maybe there was no issur at all because he was moreh against the melech, so the melech has the right to kill him, even though, so there's no issur on the king to kill him, even though he doesn't have an active chi of misa on him. But the ein lo damim klapei the melech means that there's no issur at all klapei the melech, and the ein lo damim is klapei the rest of the world, means that there's an issur, they're not allowed to do it, but they're just not chayiv misa. And also the same thing we asked in the previous year from the Sholem Eshiv and the Ad Raman, the Parashas Drachim, that Yoav killed Amasa. So even though there wasn't yet a Psak Din, but nevertheless, since Hutter Damo, Yoav can't be judged as a Rotzech. Right, that was the Yad Ramah and the Parshas Drachim. The Gemara says that they said to Yov, "Why'd you kill Amasa?" He said, "He's a Mord B'Malchus. The Mord B'Malchus is the Melech. The Melech takes care of the Mord B'Malchus, and not Yoav. He didn't do it b'shlichus David. So what was his teretz?" So the answer is Eina Chinami. Shouldn't have done it, but still it's Ein Lo Damim. He's not a Rotzeach. And the Shaul HaMeshiv asked that there was no Psak Din. But again, since Ein Lo Damim, Yoav doesn't have Din Rotzeach. Okay, so that starts our path in answering the kashas, the sisod, and the Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, Siyata Deshmaya, we will hopefully continue in the next year. There's a ton more to say. And we should be Zocha Lomod Ulalamed Lishmo Velas, Lakaimus Kaldibre Samotaras Vehava. Amen, Vi Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.